Yo, it's Velio on Packaging Unboxed. Today, I'm just going to give you a quick rundown. I've been traveling all over the planet, talking about packaging, talking about artificial intelligence, meeting with a ton of amazing people, and I'm going to tell you how I've gotten to do this. First, what do I do for a living? This is a question that I got on YouTube. Someone's like, how do you do this? How are you traveling all over the place? What are you doing? Like, how does this work? Well, first off, I'm creative director over at idpdirect.com. We do packaging. We do packaging for a ton of amazing brands, retail packaging, like shopping bags, rigid boxes, product packaging, fragrance, like all of this amazing packaging, and we manufacture it. The fact that we manufacture it gives us a lot of flexibility in terms of like what we're able to produce, the materials that we're using, and the constructions and everything that we're doing, right? So when I say that we're manufacturing, I mean like we actually own the factories. A lot of times you'll hear somebody say, oh, we own factories in Asia. They typically don't. They usually have like some kind of partnership agreement or something like that. But we actually own the factories in Asia. Now, how is this important to what I'm doing in terms of like going out and speaking and meeting and doing all these different things? Our team is global and we're all remote. So I can go to Milan. I can go to Paris. I can travel all these places where we do have like amazing packaging conferences. Packaging Premier is there. Pen Awards is there. Like all these amazing companies are doing beautiful things in the packaging industry, within the packaging industry. And the fact that we have offices there or remote teams there, I'm able to travel, work, and do this at the same time. So what is it that I'm saying this? Well, since I've done the podcast, Packaging Unboxed, which is completely separate from that team, but it allows me to talk to great designers, build my relationships with them. Sometimes I'm able to visit them when I'm traveling. And I mean, I've met so many amazing people and have become friends with many of them to where we're just texting back and forth. I just had Gene from Working Company. He joined me up on stage at EastPac in New York, where we talked about artificial intelligence. All of this stuff, you know, it's just the benefit of coming together and building something as a group. And as a group, I mean you, the listeners, you, the viewers, the guests that are coming on, and really just, you know, asking questions, finding answers, helping build partnerships. I know like Gerardo Herrera over at Art Center, he's doing amazing things in AI since we began talking about this, I don't know, like 6-7 months ago. Nick Longo, who's on the DGDC podcast, he came on here and he didn't believe that AI was going to make something happen. And Nick thinks this is bullshit, you know, like...
I want to have this conversation because it's like, it's such an interesting concept. Like you said, it's inevitable. It's happening. It's joined this bandwagon, but then it's also, and I'm not even an artist, man. Like, yes, I'm a graphic designer and a branding guy and packaging designer and everything. I just don't consider myself an artist. I'm in the team of with a lot of my illustrator friends that are all freaking out because of what's happening on even in their industries too, because of AI. So it's a huge topic.
After the conversation, we just back and forth, you know, how do you do this? How does this work? You know, he fell in love with it. Now he's out there speaking on AI and like doing podcasts about artificial intelligence and design. Terry Campbell, another person that came on, he's a photographer. I talk about him every single time I'm up on stage. You know, I share all of that information. And as viewers and listeners, people are reaching out to these conferences saying, we want to learn about artificial intelligence. And the person that's out there speaking about it the most is Avelio, because he's doing packaging AI on LinkedIn. He's doing videos on YouTube. And, you know, all of this to say, like, this stuff is coming. All these opportunities are happening because of the conversation that we're having, because of the partnerships that we're making and the connections that we're making. You, as you're watching, you're listening, you're going on LinkedIn, you're asking me questions. I'm happy to answer them. I'm sharing as much information as I possibly can as I'm learning. I think that's the only way to do it, right? So when people ask, like, how are you traveling all over the place? How is it that you have a job that allows you to do all this crazy stuff? That's pretty much it. So what is it that I'm going around talking about? I'm going to share my slides. So if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, actually Spotify works because you got video, but go to YouTube. Click subscribe, hit like, hit comments, you know, ask me questions there. But I'm going to show you the slides that I show at these conferences, which means I'm going to have to come up with some new ones, which is awesome because it just challenges me to keep going. I start off with the slide, which just gives you like a quick rundown. Like it shows you a lot of different packaging, it shows you a lot of different examples of what you can do with it. Typically, I just go through and I cover like, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about awareness, education, and exposure. Right? Awareness is I don't know if the person that's watching and that's in the audience at these conferences has even tried AI, or have they, are they even familiar with what it is? And we're going to talk about education, like how to use it, and then exposure. I'm going to expose you to a bunch of different things that have been done or are being done with AI. We also talk about the fear that's out there. You know, there's headlines day in, day out about how artificial intelligence is going to destroy the planet, how it's going to replace you, how it's going to make the world that we live in today just completely different, and it's going to make humans obsolete. And it will, but that's cool, right? Like, we go through like the whole process, like, this is me, this is who I am. I'm the creative director at edpdirect.com. I host Packaging Unboxed. I share some examples like IBM, like they're not hiring over almost 8,000 jobs because those jobs can be done with AI that they're building. And people say, well, it's not going to replace people yet. It is. It's replacing people right now, today. There are people that are not working because a machine can do it better. EdTech company Chegg, those guys, you know, they were on their annual call and they mentioned how ChatGPT was disrupting students from signing up, from parents from signing up their students to learn from them because the kids were just learning and being tutored by ChatGPT. As soon as they mentioned that online on their, you know, annual call, their stock dropped by 50%. There's a company in China that replaced all their executives with artificial intelligence and that stock shot up. You know, it doubled. So can ChatGPT do jobs out there? 100%. And I'm like, who are those people that can be replaced? Who can potentially be replaced by AI? All right. So, you know, I got a list here: sales associates, graphic designers, marketing strategists, copywriters, executive directors, supply chain managers, CEO, like we've seen in China. And the one that people never think about is the consumer. Consumer can be replaced. And the example that I always give is like my fridge today is high tech enough that it's got Bluetooth. It can scan the codes going in. It knows what's inside of it. It's not connected necessarily to the internet. I don't have this feature turned on my fridge because that's just weird. But if I wanted to, I can also go online. I can order the product, my groceries through Amazon, and I can offer, as long as I have the right locking mechanism on my door, which allows them to walk right through the front door, they can just deliver my groceries. Like, they can just walk through my front door, go right to my refrigerator, open that up, fill it in, and my fridge would know what's in there. And that's existing today. Like, both of those things happen today. Like, you can have your fridge tracking everything, and then you can also order online and have it delivered into your fridge. Those have not come together. That's not been combined yet. But if you combine those, there's no reason that my fridge won't know the products that I order. And no one is running out. No one has gone bad. No one needs to be replaced. It can automatically order everything that it needs, get filled up, and I never have to deal with groceries, right? Like, how amazing would that be? And if my cabinets and cupboards were doing the same thing, it would know not just flavors and, you know, features that I'm looking for in the food that I'm ordering. It might even make decisions on packaging, right? Is it does this guy like modern packaging design? Does this guy, you know, like, who knows? Like, who knows how far we can take it? So those are the things, you know, that replaces me as a consumer. It also replaces everything else in between, but we never consider that the consumer can be replaced. And a lot of times consumers want to be replaced. They don't want to be the ones going out to the store and buying stuff. So, you know, we also go through like the power of AI. We show examples of like what Midjourney can do. We do different examples. I show a Beats packaging design that happens. Then, you know, always ask if who's used AI and like, do they know what it is? Out of like 100 people in a room, they're usually like 2 or 3 that have tried it. Then once you explain that what AI is and how it's really the simulation of human intelligence processes, the processes part is what's critical by a computer system, and it can do predictive text, right? Like, that's Facebook, right? It can show you the type of ads that you are going to be interested in. That's using AI. Predictive text on Google. That's AI. If you ever use Siri or Alexa or any of that stuff, that's AI. And then once again, I ask everybody again, like, have you ever used AI? Then it's like 100 out of 100 raise their hands. And I think that that's the thing. It's like people don't really realize what it is. And they think it's this big thing, but no, it's already ingrained in our everyday lives. Like, we're using this stuff nonstop. I also go through like the slide here that shows you like how to use ChatGPT and how to combine it with Midjourney. So I'm asking ChatGPT to create a prompt for me. I take that prompt, I copy it, I paste it into Midjourney, and I get results. Right? And it's all packaging related. Like, how do I, what terms do I use? Like, is it embossed? Is it debossed? Is it foiled? Does it know those terms? It does, 100%. I almost feel like I've trained them on its own, because those are the types of things that I'm putting in there and testing and seeing what works. Now we're seeing tons of packaging that's using AI. And I always say it's like a really neat trick that it can do, but like, what else could it do? So let's say you want to showcase like a mobile app. So the example I use here is like CVS. I had them on a conference call showing them like what kind of pack, if you want to do lip gloss packaging, then how do you want to promote that online? And we've got layouts for websites with packaging, layouts with packaging and models, layouts with models only, different styles of, where call to action, where buttons are. All of this stuff took minutes to create and layout in a way that I could never have done before. This even includes like backgrounds behind the presentation slides. Like, all these things are all done in using Midjourney. Then I show like crazy packaging, a shopping bag construction, something that looks realistic and reasonable, but is probably impossible to fold and assemble in manufacturing. The reason I show this is because like, I love the way that this bag looks, and I'm currently in the process of folding paper and trying to figure out how to actually produce this, because I want to make this. I've made packaging that's been based off of AI. The fact that I'm working with a team at IDP Direct, those guys are willing and more than happy to take those crazy concepts from me and make it, figure it out, and then let's get it out there into the market. So we're really pushing for AI and new designs. We also show like the types of quality of renders, the finishes, things that you're seeing, how detailed this stuff is. And a lot of these images are from like Midjourney 4 and Midjourney 5, and we're already on Midjourney 5.1. We've got the latest Midjourney coming out here in the next couple of weeks. There's so much stuff happening, how quickly it's moving, and the quality that's increasing at an insane, insane rate. This example, I think, always blows people's minds, because it's, it's IAM's dog food packaging. It's like the most ugly, it's the ugliest, most boring packaging ever. And, just taking that image, dropping it into Midjourney and asking it to redesign it for a younger, more health conscious, more active lifestyle dog owner. Like, what does that look like? And it gives you multiple options. I think I did about maybe 12 different options on this one to get to this level, but it just shows you like how quickly this was probably less than a minute to get these variations, because all you're doing is just hit and refresh, and it continues to, redo versions of it. But it's amazing, because it's like the same style of dog, but it's done in illustration. Then you also have like hierarchy. You've got logo. You've got you've got the back and the front view. You've got illustrations. You've got call outs. Like, all this different information that's happening in this pack on the original is happening in the new one, but it's not ugly. Like, this looks like a product that would be worth twice as much as the current IAM's packaging. And it just took 30 seconds to do it. I also show like this video of this baby, which is an example that's on the NVIDIA website. It's a picture of a baby. And then what it does is you can actually rotate it around, right? It fills in all the gaps, all the hidden areas that you can't see. So why would I care to show you a baby? Well, if I'm doing a sketch of a pack and I'm showing you like the front view, there's nothing that will keep it from now being able to rotate it and show you a variety of different angles. Right? It'll fill in the concept. It'll fill in what it can't see based on just the information that it's given. Something completely possible. And just so imagine, if you don't know how to 3D render, if you don't know how to do any of these like, crazy SolidWorks files that you can spin around, do all sorts of cool stuff with. I mean, you can do it on Packdora. Check out Packdora.com. Those guys are awesome. They do a ton of AI. I talk about them in here as well. But if you're not doing it at that level, and you're just doing sketches or Photoshop images of like mockups, now you can take it and give it a spin. Right? Like, how cool is that? Like, all of a sudden, you're letting the computer do the work. Also show examples of like marketing, how you can use it for marketing, for social posts, the quality of the images. You can see on this one, like the dust of those cosmetics, how just detailed that is. Like, that's a photo, but it's not, but it's a photo. Then if you're like launching a product, like, why do you have to actually make a product? Why do you have to actually prototype it and photograph it and do all these things. Like this entire thing is laid out using Midjourney and a couple of other AI pieces that are combined to create this homepage, right? So you've got the product. This is for Bare Minerals, which is, you know, a Bare Essentials product, which they just do skincare powder. They don't do fragrance, but if they were going to launch a fragrance line, why not do it this way? Why not showcase it and just give it a sense of what the scent is? Then you can have a button, right, to pre-order, and you can set the price. Let's say you set the price at $25. You get 100 people that click through to pre-order it at $25. That price can then move up, right? It can just jump up to $35. You get another 100. It goes to 45 until that pre-order stops, right? Then you're not only able to see if people are interested in it, but what price they're willing to pay, right? This could go up to $200. You don't know. Now you know that your consumer is willing to pay $200 for this product. Now you know where you've priced it at. You know that you've got orders. You can move your product into manufacturing, and then you can blow out everything else that you need to do on the back end of that. Has anybody ever done something like this? Yeah, Liquid Death. So I had Mike Cesario on the podcast a couple of years ago. He talked about how he launched Liquid Death with a Photoshopped can image and an ad that he made on Facebook for Facebook ads. He's like, let's see if this even works. He put it out there. He started getting orders from gas stations, small shops, saying, "Hey, I want this product in my shop." And once he got enough orders, he figured out how to get water in a can and how to market it and how to get it out there. And he started fulfilling those orders. He had zero product. He didn't even know how to put this stuff together. He just Photoshopped it. And that's the kind of stuff that you can do, right? We talk about terrystudios.com. Check him out, Terry Campbell. Right? You're creating amazing stuff with AI. You've got photography. You've got backgrounds, foregrounds, kitchens. You're building all this different stuff in AI, and you're shooting your product, putting it in via Photoshop or other apps, and you're combining reality with artificial intelligence, and it makes you that much faster and deliver something that people aren't seeing and people are afraid of, right? But you've embraced it, and it's given you like a whole new opportunity that you didn't have before. You're not having to go out and rent kitchens. You're not having to go out and do all these different things. I mean, I'm sure you're still doing it, but you don't have to do it for every single thing. It gives you the flexibility to change a kitchen, change an angle, move a lot faster without having to hire and rent staff, equipment, do all these other stuff that you typically have to do with on-site photography. So amazing stuff that Terry's doing. Check him out. Let's talk about how like we create mood boards. All right, mood boards are super important in design. It gives you at least a visual direction and allows you to communicate visually. But the problem is that most people out there that are creating boards are using the same packaging. They're all going to Pinterest. They're all going to Google. Nobody's old school. Nobody's going back to magazines and cutting stuff out. So the same stuff that you're looking for when you type in, I don't know, modern fashion packaging or whatever it is that you type in, your competitors are typing in the same stuff. They're getting the same results. And they are probably using the same images. I know 9 times out of 10, when I see a board at a client's office and it's about packaging, and let's say it's fashion related, 9 times out of 10, they have the Acne sock box. That packaging is amazing. It's beautiful. It's got a huge die cut on the drawer that slides out. People just love it. And every 9 times out of 10, that photo is on people's boards, which is mind blowing. This allows you to just create custom images targeted towards specific terminology, towards a visual direction. It doesn't have to be packaging. I've got posters. I've got tech equipment. I've got fashion. I've got architecture all shown on here, like dials, all sorts of stuff, textures, all relating to the same story. So now it's really creating a mood versus here's a bunch of packaging that I like that I feel you can make for me. Right, you can showcase like different textures and different processes, right? You can show like what an all-over emboss looks like with a foil stamp on it. You can show a combination of materials like paper and leather, paper and canvas. These are all really fast ways to sketch. Imagine these images as just sketches, right? So this is like a lot of what I'm talking about when I'm up on stage, when I'm sharing it with people. Then I walk you through like how to do it, like how to kick on Discord, how to start up Midjourney, how to connect those two, what other AI apps are out there, what else should you be looking at, how to utilize it in your day-to-day, and how not to get sucked into this AI vortex where all you're doing is just playing in AI. It's not a toy. It's a tool. Get to work. Do your stuff. and just help, let it help you deliver better quality work faster. Now we also have Photoshop. We've got AI. We do have AI. We've got artificial Illustrator. We've got Illustrator from Adobe. They've got some AI in there that allows you to swap out colors. There's a lot more ways that it's going to be doing incorporating AI into the features. It's here. Like, it's here today. And if you're not using it, you're falling behind. Your competitors are using it. I know that I'm using it. And I know once I leave these conferences, a lot more people are using it, because I'm getting a lot of questions from people that have been there, that have seen me, that have spoken about this, that have asked questions. And they continue to ask and they continue to learn. And the more that we use it, the better this gets and the further behind you fall. So make sure that you're checking this out. Go to LinkedIn, look up Packaging AI, join that page. You'll see stuff happening, you know, almost daily. I try to keep it up as much as I possibly can. But reach out, go on LinkedIn, ask me questions, join here on YouTube, put some stuff in the comments. You know, what are you using for this? What do you think about that? Just share it. I'm there all the time. I'm checking it out. I'm answering questions. If you're a fashion brand, you want to learn how to use it, reach out to me. If you're a design agency, you want to learn how to use it, how to implement it, reach out to me. I've spoken to a ton of different design agencies and given them specific presentations on how to incorporate into their process. So if you want to do that, share that with me. I think the only agency that I've done that with that has allowed me to share that I've done it with them is Butterfly Cannon. We did some amazing work in about an hour to show like how we can push this forward. There was Anheuser-Busch, there was Beck's. They launched an artificial intelligence futuristic packaging program for Beck's beer for their, I think it was their 125 years in existence or something like that. Chris Branch and I created that entire marketing campaign for them. I mean, we're having so much fun. There's so much stuff happening out there. Check it out. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity here. So people ask, how are you traveling? How are you going and speaking at all these places? Like, what are you talking about? This is it. I'm helping people understand that artificial intelligence is not something to be afraid of. It's something to embrace and how to use it. So get out there, start using it, start doing it. I know Gerardo Herrera from Art Center, he's out speaking about this now. Like I said, Nick Longo's out speaking about this. And Gene Portnoy from Working Company joined me on stage. He's out speaking about this now. People want to know. People are interested. They all want to learn how to do this, where to go, where to start, and where's it going. So get started. And you too could be traveling the planet. You too can be creating amazing, amazing packaging in seconds from your phone or wherever it is that you are. So do me a favor, click subscribe. Any questions you have, throw them in the comments, and I'll talk to you soon.